Oh, it's been amazing. It's been so nice to kind of, well, just to get back on out on the road. But, you know, playing these venues that we've been playing, these theatres, they've been, like, totally awesome. And just been, you know, amazing crowds. Everyone's been rowdy. Nice. They've been kind of, like, cool, like, sweaty rock gigs,
yeah,
which I like playing.
And what's the reaction been like then to new music, to Psycho, which I imagine is a bit of a gig moment now as well?
Yeah, it's been really great. I mean, we're only playing like two new songs at the moment because we're still actually just finishing off the album. But yeah, Psycho, the reaction to Psycho has been great. We've actually been open with that and playing that first, and it's been going down great. I mean, really, it's been a riff that we've been playing, you know, after songs and here and there for like the last kind of 15 years or something. So, I mean, I suppose to kind of some fans, it's kind of a familiar riff. And we've always just had so much fun jamming it out, so it's kind of odd that it's taken us 15 years to actually turn it into a track. But yeah, it's been going down great. Everyone's like singing the riff, you know, rather than just the words. So it's a good moment at the start of the set. Get inside!
How does it change things when you're putting together an album with this kind of storyline, dare I say it, concepts?
Well, it kind of, I suppose, you know, the, like, probably lyrically and, like, if there's any kind of storyline that's running through it, it kind of just evolves quite naturally, really. It's not something that has probably been set out from day one, like, right, we're going to do this or write a story and then make some music around it. I think any kind of thing for Matt, you know, lyrics have always kind of come after the music anyway. We always kind of go through the music making process first, and often the kind of feelings and, you know, the feeling you get from the music and emotions you feel from the music often ends up inspiring the lyrical content. So I think, you know, the kind of, if there is a narrative of sorts that do run through the album, I think it's kind of evolved quite naturally, really. It's just kind of fell into place and made sense. So I think it's only probably recently that we've realised, like, hang on a minute. Like, all of a sudden the order started to make sense and the track listing started to make sense, and what we've ended up with seemed like the obvious, you know, track listing.
And it's sort of centred around these drones that are indoctrinated by a system. Is there something deeper going on here? Is it a nod to modern day society and your views on it, or...?
Yeah, well, no, it always is. But, you know, I think that the word drones is used in a quite a metaphorical sense. The word and the title of the album, Drones, is used, yeah, in a very kind of metaphorical way, from how, you know, we can all be brainwashed, how society can seem very brainwashed from certain perspectives, and just, you know, how odd the world works and how kind of like at arm's length everything seems to be getting, particularly in the terrible world of warfare. Yeah, it's very, very much like a metaphorical thing, I suppose, rather than just, you know, drones flying around or anything like that, you know. But it's certainly a good amount of kind of brainwashing content that's in the album. Yeah.